Tucson, good morning to you, and welcome into the 1030 The Voice studios with me, your host, Zach Yenser, here on Tipping Point. Every day, 9 to 10, in-depth news and conversation about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. Well, here's what I found out today, Tom. I didn't know this before today, because I'm still the new guy on 1030 The Voice. But apparently, 1030 The Voice onboards new programming, new shows on April 1st. I knew April 1st was my anniversary day here on 1030 The Voice, but I didn't know that it was also Wake Up Tucson's. We share a radio birthday. So listeners, Tucson, it is a birthday all day. Well, I guess an anniversary all day today here. If you just wrapped up listening to the show before ours, Wake Up Tucson, Christy Simone, 11 years on the air on weekdays. And today is my 1 year as a weekday host here on 1030 The Voice.
Well, Monday, let me be Friday, the first to wish you a happy broadcast birthday.
Well, Tom, you know, I was thinking you deserve to be the first. You have been on this journey one of the longest. You were my weekend board operator back in the day. So we've been at this thing a long time together. So I hope you're having as much fun as I am.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd love for you to give me a call, 790-2040. So many of you out there listening have been interacting, have been calling in. We've done this together. Would love for you just to call in throughout the hour. We've got a good full hour for you, lots of stuff to cover. But I want to leave the phone lines open just to call in and just talk about this beautiful city that we live in. And if you have any memories or thoughts about the show, feel free to share them. This is not designed to be a self-congratulatory hour, but just want to open it up for a one-year celebration. This is exciting. So thank you, Tucson, for listening, for engaging, and for celebrating with us today. I wanted to quickly review President Trump's somber press conference last night. Buckle up, friends. We really haven't seen the worst of COVID-19 yet is probably my message this morning. I'll talk about why we're all local economic developers now. And then Dan Gibson and Laura Reese from Sonoran Restaurant Week will call in to talk about this great way to support local restaurants. But this was a big deal last night for a couple reasons. President Trump held a two-hour and 10-minute press conference last night, and I watched it, and a lot of others watched it. And I watched the real thing, guys. Okay, not the commentary on any station. None of it. I watched the first few minutes of President Trump's statements from his own mouth, non-clipped out of his press conference. And a lot of people I talk to and hear from say this was one of the first moments, I think, where whether you were in the room or you were watching, that you could really feel like the weight of this thing was really weighing on the president. And he had an optimistic, sunny tone, and you'll hear it, but you could tell maybe for one of the first times publicly, he walked in feeling like the next 30 days are going to be incredibly tough. Let's listen to a few clips and then we'll talk about it. This is President Trump talking to the American people yesterday.
That we have ready to go. We have to hold them back because the surge is coming and it's coming pretty strong. And we want to be able to immediately move it into place without going and taking it. So we're ready to go. And we've also distributed. I just spoke with Governor of Michigan, had a great conversation, and we sent a large number of ventilators to Michigan. We're sending them to Louisiana. We sent additional.
So I think, and it's totally fine. I think a half second got cut off. What he said is, we have now 10,000 ventilators, and we're sitting on them for the month of April. Right. The White House is making a strategic decision to sit on 10,000 ventilators, not send them out, because of the fact that we haven't seen the worst of this yet. If you think we've seen anything to this point, it's nothing like we're going to see in the month ahead. I mean, the president just, you know, put the defense, was it the Defense Production Act in place for GM to speed up production of ventilators. They now have 10,000 of them, and they're not sending them out to the states because they need them to deploy at a moment's notice for these high density areas. That's interesting. I want to go to this next clip. It's a tad bit longer. It's about a minute and a half, but this is the president's address to the American people yesterday. Listen to this tone. Let me know what you think.
Tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks. When you look and see at night the kind of death that's been caused by this invisible enemy, it's incredible. I was watching last night Governor Murphy of New Jersey say 29 people died today, meaning yesterday, and others talking about numbers far greater. But you get to know a state. I know New Jersey so well, and you hear 29 people and hundreds in other locations, hundreds in other states. And this is going to be a rough 2 week period. As a nation, we face a difficult few weeks as we approach that really important day when we're going to see things get better all of a sudden. And it's going to be like a burst of light, I really think, and I hope. Our strength will be tested and our endurance will be tried. But America will answer with love and courage and ironclad resolve.
I thought that clip was interesting. I clipped it for a reason, because you still hear, we're resolved, we're going to get through this, we're going to come out stronger than better, we're going to be okay. You hear President Trump's classic optimism, but you hear that the next 30 days are critical. What I don't have, and we'll get to your phone calls in just a second, I think my punchline is on this, and we don't have clipped out Dr. Birx, who came up just shortly after that. But what they started to do is they looked at a few weeks ago, they said, if we do nothing, we don't lock things down, we don't social distance, we don't mitigate this at all, we're looking at way over a million deaths in the country. And about that time, they update this once or twice a day. This is what they present at the conference, at the press conferences. They say, look, if we do what we are doing at the state level, at the national level, if we get serious about this, we model that we project $100,000 to $200,000 deaths from the coronavirus. Now, I think we're doing the right things nationally and at a state level. I think a lot of people who are really smart say that we won't quite hit those numbers. But we are now looking at, can we keep this thing to 100,000 to 200,000 deaths? And we've got a month to do it. And by the way, in the president's words, this is not the flu. It's vicious. The flu takes out 22 to 75,000 people a year. Unmitigated coronavirus would well over 10x that. Mitigated, we'd like to keep it to 100,000 to 200,000 people. So my encouragement would be, this is hard. This is tough. Whether you are listening from Tucson, whether you are listening from somewhere else, and every state is different, which is why I agree with the president to not be federalizing much policy. Let's leave it to the states. But this is why it's serious. This is the month. It's why the president stretched it out to April 30th. My message would be, hang in there. The science shows that this next 2 weeks is super critical. Let's do the right thing, and we'll get through the results at the end. I got a few more minutes here that I can fit in a caller. I have Bunker on the line. Bunker called 790-2040, which is, by the way, the number you can call if you want to call in. This is our 1 year to the day anniversary of the show. So kind of a fun show for you. But again, been talking about President Trump's press conference from last evening. Somber in a very different way for the president, speaking to the American people about the full weight of what the next 30 days mean for the nation and for our communities. Bunker, you're on the line. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I'm sure glad that you're on with us. I've got a couple of things to say. First off, I want to be one of the first to congratulate you on another year. I think I was one of the first to congratulate you when you came on.
Yes, sir.
But the other thing that I want to say is, you know, you mentioned the 10,000 ventilators being held back. A lot of folks don't realize this is a thing about distribution. The ventilators being held back, it's like the cavalry being held back.
Yes, sir.
And what that means, though, is there's ventilators being made and distributed as we talk. It's not like everything just ground to a stop. I like to equate what's going on now to like a massive wildfire, you know, a national forest just totally burning out of control. At the very beginning, it looks hopeless. You see this unsurmountable violence of nature, and you go, well, gosh, let's just crawl in a hole and maybe it'll burn around us. But that's not the case. The thing that we're looking at here is the marshaling of forces, the coordinating, the distribution of equipment, supplies. And one of the things that I have to say about our president is that he could do like a lot of the media, which is wring its hands, go, woe is us, what are we going to do, cry into the rag. But he doesn't. He keeps saying, look, you know, there's a horizon ahead.
Yeah.
I can see the light. It's dim now, but it's going to get brighter. And, you know, we've got to get behind our president, because that's what America's supposed to do. We're not supposed to be bickering with each other about, well, he said this and he meant that. Let's just let the man play it out. Give him his hand.
Bunker, I think this was a great call for so many reasons. I think that cavalry example is 100% correct. You know, they're not holding the ventilators because someone's a meanie. They're holding the ventilators because the cavalry hasn't had to go out yet, which is also kind of scary because we haven't peaked yet. But no, I mean, Bunker, I'm optimistic as well. I mean, the president is optimistic. You're optimistic. I think we need to balance that optimism with, hey, this is going to be a tough 30 days. Let's not play around, but it's going to be okay. And we're going to make it through. You know, Bunker, what I don't think I have time to play, but I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to, is, you know, I watched so many gotcha moments. There was one in particular, and they're trying to, you know, say to the president, well, what if you had acted earlier? I think he could have a little bit, but they asked, could you project how many, you know, less deaths there would be? And the doctors are up there standing up and saying, we don't know yet. We don't know for weeks yet until we can get tests and locate. We don't know the answer to these questions for weeks, and neither does the president. And so, you know, I think the media has overreached in many ways. We depend on them. But we just can't sit here wringing our hands and playing with worst case models. We got to be smart. We got to be clear. But Bunker, I think you, I agree with you on that balance. I appreciate your call.
You bet you have. Keep up the trek.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, but Bunker has been one of our longtime listeners, one of our first-time callers as well. Bunker, I appreciate your support. Let's go to our first break. The phone lines will be open the rest of the way, 790-2040. I want to move this local, right? This was a jarring almost 2.5-hour press conference yesterday, notable in that sense. President Trump does one every day. I don't talk about them every day. This one was significant, I think, and I wanted to talk about it. When we come back, I want to shift this local and give you my take on why we are all local economic developers now for the next 18 months. This is going to be a real moment that I think is going to shift how we think about our community for the next 2 years. I want to back that up, tell you why, and get your thoughts. Tipping Point on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We'll be right back.
Over the last couple of weeks, there have been a variety of both state and federal emergency funds set up to help individuals and businesses survive COVID-19. to make sure you have the best opportunity to access these resources and apply for business loans and more. You're encouraged to get your taxes in and to do it with the help of a tax professional. Give Shanae and her team at Simply Bookkeeping and Taxes a call at 520-838-0856 to get started. Tell her you heard it on Tipping Point for 50% off.
25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's the 20 new startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just opened up, we're celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories and ideas of Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. In today's weird and uncertain times, it's easy to just want to pull back and wait out the market. But if you're in the market to buy or sell a home, don't forget that the market you buy in is the market you sell in, and everyone's in the same market right now. So this might be exactly the time to make that move you've been planning. Give realtor Jason Carlton with Keller Williams a call to discuss your options and make the right choices right now. 520-310-6761. Tucson, welcome back to the program. Zach Yenster here. You're listening to Tipping Point on 1030 The Voice. Hey, it's our one-year anniversary on the air. April 1st, 2019, 1030 The Voice gave this guy a shot on weekdays. It's been a pleasure. It's been one of the great privileges of my life so far. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in, calling in. It means a lot to get to talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. The White House, the president does now a daily press conference. I rarely talk about them, but yesterday's was pretty solemn. My encouragement would be, Tucson, to buckle up and hang in there. We haven't seen anything yet. April is going to throw things our way that March never did, which is reason for concern, but we're going to pull out of this. We're going to be okay. But our call to action is to take this seriously, buckle down, hang in there, do the right thing, follow the research, follow the science, and we'll be on our way out of this. But the president delivering a very tough message last night that if we do what we're supposed to do, we won't see millions of deaths. We'll see hundreds of thousands of deaths, way over what the flu brings year to year. So hang in there, Tucson. I want to get to your phone calls and also talk about why we are all local economic developers now for the next 18 months. Let's go to our phone lines. Adriana is on the line. Adriana called 790-2040. Thank you so much. You're on the air.
Hey, Zach. Well, congratulations on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you.
You have definitely filled a void that was out there, and I think you're doing a great job. I think the next 18 months, we're going to see a lot of changes that I think are going to be so positive, even though what we're going through is, you know, hard and it's not easy. I think our economy is going to come back stronger. We have a lot of people at home now who are actually focusing on those careers that they wanted or their dream, leaving their careers and starting their own businesses. I've been reading a lot of articles on that. So with everything that you talk about, I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of new people coming your way saying they're starting a new business. So I think it's a good thing.
Awesome. You know, I've tried to figure out, Adriana, how to talk about some of the positives out of this, because it's not usually the time or the place when I have the chance to do so. It's you got to pick your moments, you know, Adriana. But there are some positives out of this. There are some shifts that are good. There is some creativity that's happening, some innovation that's happening, some new steps being taken. That's why I'm optimistic. We're going to get out of this. It's going to be okay.
Absolutely. And I just say keep on with encouraging the public, you know, do what you need to do and let's move forward. I mean, we're Americans and we're going to get past this. And just the words of encouragement that people hear over the airwaves every day is a good thing for everyone.
That's what we do.
Let's keep it going. All right. Thank you, Zach.
Adriana.
And continue on with what you're doing.
Thank you so much. And speaking of encouragement, Adriana has been a huge encouragement along the way, like so many of you. Listening and calling in, and Adriana, you've been so helpful to get this thing on the road and get it moving, so I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, So that do that. 790-2040 from Bunker, Adriana, so many of our listeners. Give us a call. Help us celebrate throughout the hour. In just a couple minutes, Laura Reese and Dan Gibson will be on to talk about Sonoran Restaurant Week. I'm super excited about that. But Adriana brought up a good point about, you know, some of the things that are positively shifting. One of the things, and it's pragmatism. It's not pessimism, it's pragmatism. But we often, I think, hear about the economy in terms of a spigot. And I've used this picture before. Often in his encouragement, President Trump will talk about the economy as in, you know, we're going to hunker down and then we're going to poke our heads out and turn the spigot on. It's going to be stronger than ever. I don't think that's how it works. There will be some pent-up demand. There will be people with some money that they haven't been spending that they want to go have that taco. They want to go, you know, and go to that resort, that they're pent-up demand. They're tired of being at home. There will be some of that. But we're going to see job numbers come out, and it's going to be really telling here shortly about where we are at as an economy. It's going to push our cities, our towns, our businesses, our individuals, our people, our citizens. It's going to push us all to focus on the nuts and bolts, the brass tacks of our businesses, of our cities, of our towns. I think it will be, in many regards, like what it was coming out of the Great Recession, where we had to kind of tighten our belts, buckle down, make pragmatic decisions. Tucson was at a point where we could start looking at the sprinkles on the ice cream, as my friend Chris DeSimone will often say. The next 18 months are going to be all about the ice cream, friends. It's going to be all about how do we help our businesses that are still here grow? How do we help new businesses start to replace the ones that aren't going to make this? How do we make our cities and our communities platforms for economic growth, for jobs, for people to have income again? We're going to have a lot of jobless, a lot of people with less income, a lot of businesses going under. This is going to force us to focus on the brass tacks, on the nuts and bolts, infrastructure, quality of life, and jobs. And you know what? To Adriana's point, I'm not sure that's a bad thing. I'm not sure a refocus back on the ice cream and the cone is a bad thing. We just got to do it. We're all going to be local economic developers in a few months. For the next 12 to 18 months, I think it's going to be an 18-month recovery. I really do. When we come back, Sonoran Restaurant Week, Laura Reese, Dan Gibson. Always a fun interview. Visit Tucson. Don't go away. WhyLoveWhereILive.com. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Like so many local businesses right now, their physical location at the MSA Annex is dealing with changes to hours and operation, but I'm so proud of how they've pivoted to online sales and a virtual website tour of their brand new space so you can see what they're up to. Go to WhyLoveWhereILive.com right now and buy local to invest in the people that keep our economy going.
So many of you listening right now are leading a successful and growing business here in Tucson. You know it depends on finding and keeping the right talent. Doing it right can help you stand out and have an edge as a leading employment brand. Wing it, and you might see a great candidate head to a competitor. The Talent Store has helped local Tucson companies like yours win the battle for talent through their recruiting services and consulting. Whether you're looking for a high-level leader, filling a key position, or just want to retain and develop your current team, visit yourtalentstore.com today for a free consultation.
When did you lose control? Was it when you became a number and not a person? Or was it when you accepted that this is just the way things are? Truth is, you didn't lose control. You gave it up. Because you have a choice. You can make them too big to fail and fail to belong to something bigger. Or you can put your money where your values lie and make your community too strong to fail. The choice is yours. Or are you going to give that up too? Vantage West. Banks own you. You own us.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's a great way to start your day. Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt. Join me weekday mornings for the Hugh Hewitt Show. 10 to noon weekdays on 1030 The Voice. I'll have the news you must have, the analysis you need, great interviews with today's top newsmakers, and we'll toss in a great healthy dose of good humor and compelling conversation to get you going. Let's start the day together with the Hugh Hewitt Show.
News from inside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings from 10 to noon on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Tucson. Welcome back to the show after bottom of the hour news. This is Tipping Point here on 1030 The Voice with me, your host, Zach Yenser. Every day, in-depth news and conversation about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. So a real quick run of show logistics thing, because I'm not quite used to this yet. All of our hosts, all of our hosts for the safety of everybody are call-in, as you probably noticed if you're listening, which means that today I have a couple of people on the air, which means I can't take phone calls. So let's do it this way. Z Yenser, right? First initial of my first name, my full last name, @gmail.com. If you have a question, a comment, a congratulations, shoot me an email there and I'll get to them right after I get out of studio here. That's probably the best way to chime into the show here. zyenser@gmail.com. Thanks to all the team here, by the way, at KVOI for all they're doing to manage great programming and great shows for us hosts here while we're all getting through COVID-19 together. They're like the sound guys or the PowerPoint guys at large meetings, right? You don't even think about them until something goes wrong. I want to give those guys a shout out, Tom included, for helping us manage all of this. So there's that. This is our 1 year anniversary show today. 1 year ago, they let this guy on the air and they haven't taken me off yet. So year two, here we go. And I'm actually really excited to spend most of, if not the full rest of the hour, with Dan Gibson and Laura Reese on the line of Sonoran Restaurant Week. You both are some of my most enjoyable interviews of all time, and you're together today on the air. Dan and Laura, welcome on in. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks, Zach. It's so nice to be here, and congratulations.
Thank you. Time flies. Dan Gibson, never thought I'd make it.
I never said that.
Nah.
I only said it in private, I assure you.
No. Well, that's you can
You're
say.
Much, I have guest hosted your show. It is a difficult task.
Well, those were the days where I thought I would get kicked off the air. I've only ever said that privately, but I'll tell that publicly
right.
Now. Right.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh, my goodness. How are you both holding up? Well, it's been a heck of a last 2 weeks, hasn't it?
It's a fascinating question. Every day is something, for sure. That's how I feel. Like, it's like I woke up this morning, I was like, all right, yeah, okay, I guess we're going to do this. That's pretty much how I feel.
Right.
I know. It's just like nonstop pivoting. Although I will say, I never thought I would miss hugs so much. I really miss hugs.
Laura, it's so funny you mentioned that because when I do see somebody every now and again, happens like once every 2 weeks, Laura, it is now instinctive for me to elbow bump, not to shake hands. And that scares me because it's becoming so easy just to leave all of the social formalities behind. What are we going to do when this is all over? But
strange.
But you both are, Laura Reese, you own a PR company, Storyteller PR, help local businesses and a lot of food industry do marketing. I know we've worked together even on FC Tucson. So you have a wide array of things that you work on. Dan Gibson, you do marketing communications with Visit Tucson. We'll get into Sonoran Restaurant Week here in a second. Let's start with Dan. Talk to us about some of the impacts that you're working to work around in your industry as a result of COVID-19. Give us the inside look.
Well, it's challenging. I mean, there's no other way to put it, right? I think as it sort of approached and we were trying to be optimistic, like, okay, well, there's a time period that, of which, you know, things are going to cancel. It'll be disruptive in some mild ways. I had even booked to go to a convention. I think it would have been last weekend in Pittsburgh, and it's canceled. There's no way that's happening. The Longwoods International, which is a company that tourism industry as a whole, they had a survey this week that said currently 84% of travelers who were looking to travel in the next 6 months are going to change their plans. Now, some of those people are canceling their trip entirely. That's about 50% of the people. Some of them change the plans to make them shorter. Some of them change to a drive destination. Some of them decided they weren't going to go international. They're going to stay in the country. So, I mean, there's still, like, action there. People have not shut down entirely. But, you know, when you're looking at that far out, it really is super disruptive to our industry. You know, there are a number of our hotels have closed early or have are in the process of closing. Los Ventana Canyon, Omni Tucson National, they're just calling it a day for a bit. So it's really, it's an interesting proposition because it says, you know, how do you rebrand a destination for whenever the launch happens again, whenever the run up again, it will happen. I think people will travel, especially as they've been cooped up in their houses. Traveling will sound great. And a destination with wide open spaces like Tucson, I think, will be really appealing. But it's the matter of when. We have no idea when that is, when that time period will be. Yeah. And you don't really know who's... The hope is really is how do we keep as many of these properties, these businesses, these things that tourists rely on alive until then. I mean, that's sort of our focus now.
Right. Laura Reese, let's get you in on this storyteller PR. This is a simplification, but once Dan gets people here, you're often the person telling people about what's here for them. It's not that simple. You both do that, but you know what I mean, Laura, is whether whether it's FC Tucson or the first Sonoran Restaurant Week, a lot of what you do depends on driving people to some of our best places and cuisine and food. And that game has completely changed. What are you seeing in the market right now?
I mean, yeah, I think often the common denominator for most of the brands and companies that we get to work with at Storyteller has some element of communal gathering to it. You know, you mentioned we work with FC Tucson. They were supposed to have their season opening match this past Saturday, and obviously that's come and gone, and that's been postponed for later this year, and the exact time frame of that is still kind of to be determined. We also were supposed to work with the Tucson Roadrunners doing a pre-game beer festival that was going to happen several weeks ago. You know, we do food festivals, craft beer festivals, and then obviously in the hospitality space, different restaurants, whether it's a grand opening or whether it's ongoing work with different restaurants, getting people to come in and gather together, eat together, celebrate birthdays and anniversaries together. So it's really been crazy to think about how many of these, I guess just how ingrained these communal gatherings and getting together with others is, and you don't really realize how much a part of your life it is until you're told you can't exactly do that. So yeah, it's been interesting to try to figure out how to maintain community space in a virtual setting, or at least a limited setting, which I think kind of brings us to Sonoran Restaurant Week. Dan called early last week about if there was a way to support, to add support to the local restaurants in town with the platform that we built with Sonoran Restaurant Week last fall. What it was last fall was an opportunity for people to come into the restaurants and explore what those spaces were. So all the different participating restaurants had special $25 or $35 prefix menus that they could go to our website, peruse the menus, and then be able to maybe explore a new restaurant that they'd never tried before, or be able to go to one of their favorite spots and celebrate it that way. So we already had this website and kind of marketing platform put into place to spotlight different restaurants. And so Dan was like, I wonder if we could activate that space and just highlight different takeout options for these different restaurants that are doing that, which is kind of what brings us to this now. So if you go to SonoranRestaurantWeek.com, and this is being built out all the time. I have a couple more restaurants to add today to the website, actually. But we've got different local establishments that all have a different $30 for two takeout special. Some of those restaurants, actually, the $30 can feed four people, which is great. But if you go on the website, it's just there's a lot of really, really great lists out there right now of pretty comprehensive lists of different places offering takeout. Which is wonderful, and you should definitely check those out. They can be a little overwhelming. They're just so long. So hopefully this is just another option that helps segment different restaurants where you can just go. Maybe you just want to look at one thing that they're offering. It's a little bit more visual. We've got photos of all the different restaurants and food options. So if it's hopefully if it's an easier way to connect you to that restaurant, then all the better.
That's amazing. Dan, you want to get on that before we give a few examples of what's being offered so people start drooling and buying?
No,
I think what's nice, what makes me really happy is the opportunity to like think about collaboration in different ways. And I think, you know, there's so much dire, terrible sort of things happening that like you're trying to find sort of these little bit of light moments and things that you can sort of put your hat on to say like, hey, this is something really great about our community. And I think hopefully this reflects the community in a way of like, hey, listen, we're all in this together, and these great restaurants won't exist for our special occasions in September, October, whenever, if we don't team up to help them in this like just wildly disruptive time. And if you're thinking of what it's like to be a restaurant right now, it's, you know, you had to completely change your business model by and large, you know, to adapt, to stay open, to keep people employed. And that transition's been really hard for an industry that runs on pretty narrow margins and,
right,
you know, has all kinds of complications already. So it's great working with people, I mean, with Laura in specific, and just having these restaurateurs jump on this opportunity. And it's nothing we're making any money off of. It just gave us something that we can singularly talk about to say, like, this is where you go for these things. They're all in one place.
Right. For sure. Dan and Laura, that's a great place to take our last break of the hour. When we come back, I'd love to chat with you about some of, and there's so many on here, and I won't ask you to pick a favorite, but just randomly give us a few examples that we can drool over, and also talk logistics about maybe some things we need to be prepared for when we do drive by and pick up, maybe some things like that. And take out, and also maybe some things that you're seeing creatively out there of what restaurants and some of your communal-based businesses are doing to pivot right now. I'd love to end on that note, if that sounds good.
Sure, sounds great.
Super.
Great.
Super. With Dan and Laura committed to closing the show out with us today, that's what we're going to do when we come back from our final break of the hour. We're talking about Sonoran Restaurant Week, reviving a fantastic fall event to keep our restaurants open in this season. I love it. It's what we do in Tucson. Tucson tough. Hashtag Tucson tough. We'll be right back after our last break of the hour. Don't go away.
Over the last couple of weeks, there have been a variety of both state and federal emergency funds set up to help individuals and businesses survive COVID-19. To make sure you have the best opportunity to access these resources and apply for business loans and more, you're encouraged to get your taxes in and to do it with the help of a tax professional. Give Shanae and her team at Simply Bookkeeping and Taxes a call at 520-838-0856 to get started. Tell her you heard it on Tipping Point for 50% off.
25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's the 20 new startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just opened up, we're celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories and ideas of Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business.
When did you lose control? Was it when you became a number and not a person? Or was it when you accepted that this is just the way things are? Truth is, you didn't lose control. You gave it up. Because you have a choice. You can make them too big to fail and fail to belong to something bigger. Or you can put your money where your values lie and make your community too strong to fail. The choice is yours. Or are you going to give that up too? Vantage West. Banks own you. You own us.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In today's weird and uncertain times, it's easy to just want to pull back and wait out the market. But if you're in the market to buy or sell a home, don't forget that the market you buy in is the market you sell in, and everyone's in the same market right now. So this might be exactly the time to make that move you've been planning. Give realtor Jason Carlton with Keller Williams a call to discuss your options and make the right choices right now. 520-310-6761. Tucson, welcome on back in to 1030 The Voice. It's our anniversary show. We've got a full lineup of on-phone guests. So let's do it this way. If you have a question, a comment, want to share something congratulatory or encouraging, I'll always take that. Z Yenser. Right, Z as in Zach, Yenser, my full last name, at gmail.com. Shoot me an email over there, and we'll interact that way. Thanks to the team here that makes things go in the midst of COVID-19. COVID-19. Look, these are challenging and uncertain times all over Tucson as employers, many of you listening, are faced with difficult decisions around workforce. As shifts are made, and many of you are making them right now, you're in the thick of it, there are key and critical positions to still hire for, a mass of applicants to wade through when this is all said and done. While you're busy shifting your operations, service, and product focus, let our sponsor for this segment help you handle recruiting. That's Devin Underwood of The Talent Store. She is putting together some incredible options for businesses to get out of this mess now and when it's all said and done. So if you are still needing to figure out your workforce stuff while you're also applying for SBA loans and downloading paper after paper after paper, and we talked about that yesterday, tag team with someone who knows what they're doing on the talent side of that. Go to yourtalentstore.com and get a hold of Devin Underwood here locally. She cares about local businesses. That's why she's a partner of this show. And so do Dan Gibson and Laura Reese, our guests on the line. If you just joined us, Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson, Laura Reese of Storyteller PR. They're collaborating on Sonoran Restaurant Week, a great event in the fall that they are reviving here to help many restaurants locally survive COVID-19. Dan and Laura, let's start maybe with Dan on this one. Give us two restaurants off the top of your head that we may know or maybe not know that are participating in this week that are providing some standard takeout options for people to swing by and support local restaurants.
You know, I think one of the most flexible ones is the deal at Tucson Tamale Company. They have a $30 frozen or hot family platter. So you get any four of their tamale packs, which have two in them. So you get eight tamales, any two 16-ounce sides, a bunch of chips, and a bunch of salsa as well. So it's one of those things that might last for a while, depending on the size of your family. But I mean, if you have access to eight tamales, I mean, what's more Tucson than that? They have certainly so many vegan options and vegetarian options as well. So it's really flexible for nearly anyone. They have two locations in town, I believe is right now, on the northwest side and on the east side. We went over there and grabbed some packs the other day. We've got the blue corn and bean, and I think we got some of the spicy meat ones, the chipotle beef. So they're so good, and they've been doing what they've been doing for such a long time. Todd and Sherry are incredible, and that's one I think is totally worth checking out. And you could just throw the stuff in the freezer, you know? I mean, there's something for that. I will say, I think Laura's favorite. I will not steal it from her. You know, if you name a taco after me, you get free promotion forever in my world, and that's Boca Tacos and Tequila.
Chef man. Maria knows how to work it, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, absolutely. She's been really after it. You know, she went all in on the to-go thing early. But they have a really spectacular deal. It's $30. It's a puerco al pastor thing. You get functionally a tray of a bunch of thinly sliced pork with their al pastor sauce, which is absolutely delicious. Rice, beans, fixings, 12 tortillas. It says it's for two. I think you could probably almost pull off six with that. It's such a huge deal. They also have a lot of their full menu. You can still get the Dan Gibson taco. Do not worry. But yeah, she's a James Beard nominee for Pete's sake, and she's got a $30 to-go deal. What more could you ask for from anything?
SonoranRestaurantWeek.com is what we're talking about. I love how you reworked the logo to have a bib and a to-go carton. I love it. Sonoran Restaurant Week, Tucson to go. We can support our local restaurants now to ensure they're here for us to enjoy later. As soon as you log on to SonoranRestaurantWeek.com, you can see a long list of restaurants offering $30 takeout meals for two. And I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling. Laura Reese, as I'm scrolling and scrolling, what are a couple? I like Dan's approach, right? We're not picking favorites. We're just saying, hey, this is a cool way they're doing it. This is innovative. Yeah. This is creative. What are a couple ones that pop out to you? These are all amazing, but what are a couple that jump out to you?
I mean, I think one of the ones that definitely jumps out to me is El Corral. It's a restaurant over there at Pinnacle Peak off of, what is that, Tankaverde right there. They have a Catalina cut of prime rib. So if you're looking for ultimate comfort food during this time, I mean, to me, prime rib, that's like what my family always makes for Christmas time. So when I just need a bit of intense, I mean, that's rather luxurious comfort food, I would suppose. But they're doing a cut of prime rib that beats two. And then you also get a choice of two sides and a salad for two. And then like a lot of restaurants in town, you can also pick up some wine and beer available to go as well. So loving that. And then I guess far up on the west side for people living on the northwest side, the Parish is just came on board a couple days ago.
Right.
And they've got their Parish burger with house-made fries that they're doing. And it comes with like an amazing red onion marmalade and blue cheese and Dijon mustard. And Chef Peters over there is just awesome. So if you're on the west side, that's a great option too. But as far as like making your decisions, I feel like think ahead. What restaurants would you be really, really devastated if they didn't come back? You know, what are your go-to spots for your birthday? Where do you go to grab drinks with coworkers after work? Where are the spots that if they didn't come back, you would be really upset? And my advice would be to go patron those spots.
Right. You know, Laura, as you're talking, you're giving me an idea, and we'll zoom ahead here to some quick logistics. But I'm looking at 6, 8, 10, 12. I'm looking at 14 restaurants. We're shut down for at least 30 more days. So that would mean if you're at home and you're antsy, take a drive to the northwest side, head far east, do one of these restaurants every other day, put the family in the car. Social distance, shuttle your way up to a different part of town, see the sights, pick up some food and support local business. I mean, what could be worse or better? What am I trying to say?
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea to do it, right?
I better be careful or Dan and Laura are going to bring me on the team here. No, let's say people do that, right? One of these restaurants every other day, see something new. This is a fall event usually. And I remember it was kind of time capped. There was about a 10-day period where this was happening. Mm-hmm. My memory's a little vague. Is this time bound or is this kind of flexible throughout the next month? What's the deal?
There is no time bound on this. We are doing this and hosting this for as long as it's a value to the restaurants. So I think until this shelter in place lifts, we're going to be updating this on the website and going strong.
I love it. Dan, anything to add there in terms of logistics of picking up or anything listeners need to do before going or how to do it?
No, if you call in, and a lot of them, it's easiest to call in as it goes, just ask them what their situation is. I mean, there's some of them where they'll bring it out to your car if you don't want to go inside. The places I've been going are sort of like, you know, you make your 6 feet or larger space if anybody else is in there. You know, we were at Tito and Pepe's actually was on the deal, but they are they're doing a little sort of reshuffling and off. They're closing today. But they did, they were, you know, their pens were sanitized one by one when you signed the credit card bill. So, I mean, people are giving this their really best effort. I am no scientist by any stretch of the imagination, but I think what restaurants are doing to keep people safe and to be thoughtful about transmission and all this stuff, this is the stuff they've been doing the whole time. But when they've ramped it up, there's probably nowhere safer to eat, I would say, than a restaurant right now.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it goes a long way, and it's such a big part of our economy. It's such a big part of the sort of money that goes around, and we're trying to, these are local businesses that they're very, very hard. You know, these are our neighbors. These are our friends, you know, in a lot of these cases, and it's hard to see the struggle, but I think anything we can do to sort of like reprompt creativity to think about things differently.
Yep.
I think that's the thing that might last, you know, and I think even if it's a Tucson where
we're
talking about things in a really different way, and it's like, okay, well, we have to be better and sharper and really find distinctive things that resonate with an audience. So
that's
maybe the one good thing is what so far.
Dan and Laura, we are a few seconds out here from getting booted off the air for our next program. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Thank you for reviving Sonoran Restaurant Week a few seasons early and making it many weeks, however long this lasts. Again, restaurants offering $3 takeout meals for two all over our city. support the restaurant that you want to see here. Laura and Dan, again, thanks for your creativity on this, and I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, our pleasure.
SonoranRestaurantWeek.com. Hugh Hewitt coming up. Bill Buckmaster after that. We're going to talk to the Community Investment Corporation tomorrow at 9. We'll see you there, Tucson. 1030 The Voice.